Okay, go.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the Phil Henry Show. You can call up Phil at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show right here on your radio station.
All right, thanks, Ted. We got Ted Bell on the line here. The Princess Diana, there's been a park, I guess, dedicated in memory of Princess Diana. It's been more than 2 years in the making, 2 years filled with controversy over the best way to pay tribute to Britain's Princess Diana. But finally, a memorial opened today. It's not a monument or in any way a shrine, but instead a playground built as a tribute to the princess. And Diana had a special affinity for children. This park was opened by a friend of hers, and her name is Rose Monckton. And Rose had her daughter there to help open the park. Why is it every time I look for a name in a freaking news story, I can't find it? Where is the name? Where's the name of the woman that opened the park? You know, it just, like, underline something or anything, highlight stuff in these news stories. Where's the name of the woman who opened it up? Anyway, Ted's on the line. Do you know who it is?
Yeah, Phil, her name is Rose Monckton. You're right about that. She has a young daughter, Rose Monckton, and her daughter's name is Domenica Lawson, and they opened this park in London, and that's as far as I know about that.
Now, I know that you had a great respect for, and this is Ted of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, you had a great respect for Princess Diana. Mike just underlined the names here.
What you should do is take care of that before you go on the air.
Well, yeah, you're right, but I, you know, what I like to do is just find my way through it and muddle through it on the air.
Well, in any event, her name is Rose Monckton, and she opened up this park for Princess Diana in memory of Princess Diana. And I'm having a hard time getting it, but I guess if that's what they want to do is...
Well, why are you having a hard time getting it?
Well, we remember Diana. I don't ever remember her having anything to do with mentally challenged retards, you know. She was a very lovely lady. She liked kids, but it wasn't... It was not something that... This is very hard for me to talk about, okay?
Well, I would think so. I mean, look, are you saying that she shouldn't...
No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying that Princess Diana never had anything to do with mentally retarded, challenged kids. Now her friend, Ms. Rose Monckton, dedicates the park in London, and she had one of these Mongolian children, and they usually... cut ribbons.
You mean a mongoloid kid or a Down syndrome?
Down syndrome, right. And this child, the poor child, Phil, usually you cut ribbons with a pair of scissors, and because the child had the Mongolian disease, she tried to chew through the ribbon. You know, Phil, I...
All right, well, what is your problem with all of this?
My problem with all of this is that it's not... How do I put this?
It wasn't what Princess Diana would want.
I don't know. I don't want to go that far. Yeah, okay, I will go that far. I don't think she'd want it. I'm not saying...
Well, you know that she had a great affinity for kids. She was working on the landmine issue.
Yeah, working on the landmine issue, but I don't remember her ever working on the retarded, mentally challenged kid thing. She never worked on the retard issue. She worked on the...
Well, I don't know that that's true. Do you?
I don't remember it. Now, this child that they had cutting, or I should say chewing through the ribbon at the...
Did she chew through... Did she really chew through the ribbon?
No. Phil, I swear to God.
When they had the dedication for this park, you're saying that a poor child with Down syndrome was...
Yeah, it was Rose Monckton's daughter.
Okay. And you're telling me that the child chewed through the ribbon.
I swear to God, I don't know if she chewed through it, but she grabbed it and tried to tear it in half. And then,
why wouldn't they give the little girl a pair of scissors?
Because if the kids got...
because it isn't safe?
Yeah, the kids are, one of these challenge retards, they can't have scissors. Okay? I mean, this is something that Diana did not specifically have in mind, Phil. And then it hit me. I believe this is a $4.8 million misappropriation of funds so that Rose Monckton and her pals have a place to bring they could be picked on. Because that's what we're talking about, Phil. If you take a kid with Mongolian disease and you put him out in public, he's going to be picked on, especially if he tries chewing through ribbons at the opening of parks.
Okay, Ted, but you know, if this is a place where kids can go...
No, I'm being very serious now, Phil, honest to God, because the kids...
Yeah, but you're saying Princess Diana would never have supported a park for the mentally challenged because these people would be picked on.
That's absolutely correct.
Why do you say that?
I'll tell you why I say that, Phil. I think the children are very cruel. If you put these the mentally challenged kids with other kids, they're very cruel. They make fun of them. Diana, I feel certain, would have wanted these children locked away at home in a room where they could be tended to by people that love them. Okay? It's time now, Phil, to solidify Diana's legacy and not make a mockery of it or otherwise twist it into something that it wasn't. As you know, I'm a very, very big Princess Diana fan.
I know. That's why we have you on.
And I think having these tard-like people in public is like dumping... You know, it's like tossing a cup out of your car when you should have it in the car. It's like tossing a wrapper from a hamburger out.
So in other words, these poor little retarded kids are like wrappers from...
No. What I'm saying is, you see, you misunderstand me.
I'm trying very hard to understand you. It sounds to me like you're saying we don't want to see them in public.
No, I'm saying having them in public makes them targets. And that's Ted Bell speaking. I'm a father of three, and I love kids, but when you take one of these mentally retarded challenged kids, they are made into targets that other kids can make fun of. I'm Ted Bell.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. And we're talking with Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, about whether or not Princess Diana's memory is best served having a park where mentally challenged children can go. Somebody just called and they didn't want to go on the air and they asked this question, and I think it's a legitimate one, Ted. Why do we have the owner of a steakhouse on the air commenting?
You know something, Phil, you can laugh if you want.
No, hold on. I got to get the question out. Why do we have
the owner of a steakhouse on commenting on Princess Diana?
Yes, why?
Because I was a great, great admirer of hers. I understood what she was about. I understood what she brought to royalty. I'll tell you something else, Phil. My father served with the Royal Air Force during World War II. He was an American flyer, one of the few American flyers that went over before the war was declared to fly for the RAF during World War II. So there's a great affinity in my family for the English royalty, okay? And I think that Diana, who loved children, would have a couple of things to say about just willy-nilly letting these mentally retarded kids go running through a park where you don't know what's going to happen to them, and people making fun of them or them coming around a tree. A lot of these kids with Mongolian disease, you see them come around a tree and you're taken by surprise. And so that's what we're talking about. And
so you made the phrase, you said it, these kids are better off at home locked away in a room.
Where they could be cared for and where they could be loved.
Locked away in a room.
Where they could be cared for and where they could be loved. Phil, you can't take it out of context.
All right, Ted Bell is with us, 1-800-449-8686. The opening of this park in London, $4.8 million park. It's called Diana Princess of Wales Memorial Walk and Playground. And her friend, Rosa Monckton, used the money to open this park. Ms. Monckton's daughter is a victim of Down syndrome, and as such, that child was there today to help open the park. Mr. Bell says the child didn't cut the ribbon, but gnawed through it. And I'd like to get some verification on that before we further perpetrate that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is with us. Ted's a big fan of the legacy of Princess Diana, and he's been talking about his disappointment with the opening of a new park, the Diana Princess of Wales Memorial Park and Playground in London, because it's going to cater to mentally challenged children. And I don't think you have yet given me a good reason why.
No, I think that Diana was about looking your best, feeling your best, being on the go. And
yeah, I'm not about looking your best and feeling your best. You talk about mentally retarded children or challenged children. Maybe they don't look their best, but isn't it about kids having fun? And
absolutely. But I think when you take a kid who has the retardation deal, and you put them out of the
retardation deal.
You know, the mentally challenged deal. You put them out there in the middle of a lawn, and they're a target. That's all I'm saying, Phil. Don't let our children be victimized.
Why don't I believe you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm making a.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Here is Austin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What did you find? I mean, how can he say to just take a mongoloid kid and throw him in a closet or in a room and lock him up?
No,
from
sir.
Society?
I didn't say throw a Mongolian kid in a closet. I said where they're loved by people.
They're gonna if you expose these kids to other kids, don't you think other kids would learn how to get along with them better just than throw them into a room and don't expose them to nobody?
Well, that's a good point. I think you make a very good point, but I'm concerned because when they opened this park, one of the kids with the Mongolian disease tried to chew through the ribbon, and that's the kind of deal we're talking about.
Mongolian disease.
You're talking about Down syndrome, right?
Wasn't she all about taking care of kids, period?
Weren't you talking about Mongolian?
Wouldn't you think she would say, okay, let's not open up a park because we're going to have mentally ill kids there? Don't you think she was all about kids in general? She would go to Africa and all of these places
to
kids that were starving. Don't you think they had mongoloid kids there?
In Africa? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess they do. But what I'm saying is that she was about appearances. Regular kids would be scared and cry if they had to play with the Mongolian kids on the swings.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm 5-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I'm sure my kids would not be scared of no kid with Down syndrome or a mongoloid kid.
Is that what it's called?
I mean, what do you mean Mongolian kid? It's called mongoloid.
All right.
It's a mongoloid, not Mongolian kid.
Oh, all right. I thought it was Mongolian kids.
I mean, you need to learn your facts before you get on the phone talking about something you don't know about.
I just think that Diana specifically, did she have that in mind, or is this just something for... See, what I'm worried about is this is $4.8 million that she might not have... Her friend decided, hey, let's have a big park where a lot of these kids can go and drool, you know?
What do you mean, go and drool?
Well, Diana would want kids to be happy, not scared.
They take money and throw it away to research ants on the ground, guy. What are you complaining about $1.8 million to open up a park for kids?
No. $4.8 million.
Well, regardless of that, they throw money away researching minor things. I mean, a lot more money than that.
I don't know why it bothers me.
$1.8 million open up a park for kids.
What is it, Ted?
Mentally ill?
What's the problem, Ted?
I don't know why it bothers me. It just does. Just the whole deal. Diana was so fashionable. She cut a beautiful figure moving through a crowd. And then all of a sudden you got some kid there with a head the size of a... I don't know. It just...
You know what your problem is. You're too caught up in the looks.
You don't raise your kids the way that you think. Thanks, let me take some of your time.
I don't want to do it.
Thanks,
By the way, come on out to Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. And I'll
don't try to start selling your steaks right now, okay?
No, I just want to let the guy know that there's no hard feelings.
Okay. Riverside on a Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Yes, I am. I am very, very angry.
Because at me?
I do not agree, and I'm very angry because Ted might be a big shot in legacy with Diana, but he's very ignorant in any other matters. He doesn't know about anything, about kindness, about kids. He doesn't even know that we don't call the kids Mongolians, and we call it with kids with Down syndrome, and this is not a disease.
I'm sorry, I thought it was called the Mongolian deal.
This is Down syndrome, and it's not a disease. This is not herpes. this is not AIDS. It's a disease. It's a genetic disease. It's a genetic...
Well, ma'am...
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. I wanted to mention something to you. I heard a 911 tape the other day of someone calling an ambulance because their kid had come down with Down syndrome.
No, this is very
You don't call an ambulance
wrong.
For that?
No.
What are you talking about, call an ambulance?
Excuse me, I have a daughter that has Down syndrome.
The kid was on the playground, and all of a sudden, their eyes started to go.
May I talk?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a daughter that is 9 years old. Her name is Stephanie. She has Down syndrome. Well, she speaks two languages.
Bless her heart.
She doesn't drool.
Is one of them Chinese?
She plays very nicely with kids. Kids love her to death.
Darling, she speaks two languages. Is one of them Chinese? That's all I'm asking.
What do you mean, is one of them Chinese?
No, it's not.
Because of the Mongolian thing.
It's not Chinese. One of them is Romanian and one is English.
Isn't
she was
that
born in
God
the United
bless her.
States.
God bless her.
And here's... I tell you that you don't know what is going on in schools. You have no idea that kids are mainstreaming now.
That's it. They
are in movies. Nordstrom had advertising with kids with Down syndrome. And you think Diana, how kind she was. She would have been ashamed with a kid
with
Down syndrome. This is you.
No, wait a second. When you're talking about advertising with kids with Down syndrome, do they use them to advertise hats?
No, we see the kids with Down syndrome exactly the way we see the other normal kids. They are slower, and you are not ashamed of the kid. That was 25, 50 years ago. When are you leaving? You have no idea where you're leaving. You're living in the United States, and you are in
the year 2000. I live in the United States of America. Hey, let me ask you something. Do you come from Hungary?
No, I come from Eastern Europe, from Romania.
Well, how do they treat the kids with the Mongolian deal over there, see?
Well,
I am
talking about United States.
Yeah.
I'm talking about United States, and the kids are all over the world treated better than 50 years ago. And we have to learn that. This is why.
I got no problem with it. I want you to know that. But
and
I
you
think
don't
that Diana might, if Diana were to come back, and first of all, if Diana were to come back, that'd be news in and of itself, wouldn't it? But
yeah,
let's
but
say that Diana came back and she walks through a park, and there's some kid who's got the Downs deal with a hat on, a hat too big for most people. And
what are you trying to say? The lady here has a child.
The kid came down with Down syndrome. And
didn't come down with it, was born with it, I imagine. Correct,
yeah,
ma'am?
Yeah, born.
And Diana would probably be very happy.
Oh, so you're speaking for her now. Is that it?
No, I'm not speaking.
Oh, all of a sudden you're speaking for Princess Diana?
Well, you are. Talking about how she wouldn't dig these kids going to the park gnawing on ribbons.
Diana might get drooled on, and then...
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Kids with Down syndrome don't drool, excuse me.
Well,
excuse me.
They don't. That's
I
what
have
I heard.
I have never seen somebody who is so stuck up like you are, Ted.
Ma'am,
you are so stuck up.
Darling, I just want you to come to Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Got a premium. We got a beautiful T-bone steak with your name on it.
Oh, would you quit trying to sell your steaks, Ted? This is a lady who called up, impassioned by the subject, wanted to talk to you about it.
I just don't want there to be any hard feelings, okay? Okay, dear? Hello?
No, it's not okay.
We will have to, we're going to sit, of course, if you bring your kid, we'll have to sit her, you know, maybe in the back. But
all right, that's just fine. Thank you, dear, for your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Of course, if you bring your kid, we'll have to sit her in the back. What a compassionate guy. Get him on the phone and tell him to knock it off, will you, Mike? I know all about the money that he's contributed to various causes supported by Princess Diana. I know that Ted's got a lot of money. I know that he's a real big shot in the restaurant circles of Southern California. But he ain't coming on my program with some... And I don't like him pushing his stakes either. Tell him that. Tell him that he can buy airtime on my show, which is something he's never done. He comes on this show and pushes his steakhouse, and he's never bought airtime. Comes on here, pushes the steakhouse, says, come on in for free steak, but we got to sit your kid somewhere in the back. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. With us is Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And elections are this coming weekend in Mexico, so remember to vote, Craig. 1-800-449-8686. And we do have Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And we're talking about a park that was opened up in the name of Diana, Princess of Wales, the late Princess of Wales, by her friend, Rosa Monckton. This was money, $4.8 million, that was donated by various foundations that have been set up in memory of Princess Diana. And this park would accommodate all children, some specifically those who are mentally challenged. Ted takes exception to that. I don't know why, Ted.
Phil, I do not take exception to that. I'm simply pointing out that I don't know Diana would be clicking her heels over a deal like this, especially, you know, the only part about it that bothers me is they had what was supposed to be a ribbon cutting. Instead, it was a ribbon gnawing.
Yeah, you brought that up already about the poor child gnawing on the ribbon. You know,
well, it was a ribbon cutting turns into a ribbon gnawing.
I got the ribbon gnawing line. That's very good, okay?
And the other thing was that I feel certain Diana would want these kids at home with people that love them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and you've told us that, and the fact remains that these children, and you've heard from the parents of many of them, get to go outside and breathe the fresh air along with everybody else. Here is Beaumont on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I just want to tell Ted a couple of things. One, I'm an educator, and I do not see the problem that he's talking about of being kids being frightened by these Down syndrome children.
Oh, you
and
don't, huh?
Secondly,
well,
I want to say,
I do
not think that the legacy that Diana had would exclude any people,
really,
any race.
Well, I happen
any
to
problem.
Feel that I am a little bit informed on Princess Diana. And,
you're uninformed about her legacy because
I am
sure that
you're
she
sure.
would. I'm positive. That
yeah,
she
and how do you know? How do you
children.
Know that? You're
because
just you're,
she embraced
you are projecting
people.
Yourself onto Diana.
No, no.
Diana
she
was not. Diana was not what
Ted,
you think she was. She drank.
Ted,
she drank.
No.
I'll tell you this much.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. This lady is projecting things onto Diana. No, you're projecting your wishes onto Diana. And I know what Diana was about. She was not perfect. She was not perfect. She drank heavily.
She was not perfect.
She drank heavily. She was philandering. She would come in at all hours. Okay? So don't project your personality onto Princess Diana. You know, don't project your People magazine image of her because, lady, you don't know, okay?
Don't let the lady finish, all right?
You're not an expert, okay?
Well, neither are you. Neither are you.
But I am quite sure.
Oh, you're quite sure because you read the People magazine article, so you're quite sure about Diana. Well, lady, I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. Princess Diana had a man. She snorted coke. She was.
How do you know all of this?
I'm quite sure she did. How about that? That's the same reasoning this lady just gave. I'm quite sure that she started coke.
And you don't have any listening skills.
You didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to me. You're not listening to me.
Yes, I've listened to you. I've been listening to you for 20 minutes.
Thank you.
And you have said nothing that has. You have no basis for your opinion.
What? What have I said that's wrong? What have I said that's wrong?
Oh, that she would. First of all, Mongolian children.
Yeah.
And don't even go there. You have no idea what even.
You called them Mongolian. They're called Down syndrome.
What's the Mongolian deal?
Mongoloid, which we don't use anymore.
Precisely.
Okay, so how come they got the slanty eyes?
So I do not think that you have any basis.
They drool. They scare the hell out of me.
They do not drool. I've never seen a Down syndrome child drool. And I've worked in schools where there are severely handicapped children, and I have never seen a Down syndrome kid drool.
Well, look, if these kids are so great, why don't you run one for president, okay? Jeez, you know, this is...
Man, what a moron. What a moron.
I'm a moron.
He's a moron, and I'm going to hang up now.
No, hold on for a minute. You got to hear this. Mr. Henry has come into my restaurant and had more than one free drink at the bar, haven't you, Phil? Haven't you, Phil?
Okay, I've had a taste.
Yeah, had a taste.
You know, you drank your drink, because you know what? I think you're an idiot.
Look, let me offer you free dinner.
You'll never see my face darken your bar, because you know what?
Are you black?
You are too ignorant.
What do you mean, is she black?
Your archaic opinion exists in this world. But fortunately, you live in America where you are free to have one. But you are so ignorant, it is sad.
Come on in for a T-bone
steak.
Let's talk about it. She hung up.
Yeah, she hung up. What do you mean, is she black?
She said her face had darkened the door. And I'm,
look at Ted.
Don't bring any of the Mongos to my restaurant either, okay? Look, I'm kidding around with that. But I really feel...
Are you just saying all this crap just to piss people off, if you'll pardon my language? Are you...
No, I'm trying to let people in on what we're talking about here. I want people to understand that I don't know that Princess Diana would dig it. That's all.
Well, I guess none of us do.
That's true.
You know, I mean, I guess we just don't know what, when we do something in the name of somebody, maybe we don't, we can't be 100% sure. Maybe the only person to be 100% sure would be the people closest to her, her brother, for instance, her family, maybe even Prince Charles, okay? Maybe you're right, but it seems to me that a park for kids is a good thing.
I got no problem with that, Phil.
Yeah, but all you can do is screw up the whole concept of Down syndrome, call it a Mongolian and everything else. Are you black?
Well, she said...
I know what she said. El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm just calling to talk about the subject that you all are talking right now. I agree with the other woman. That man is an idiot. He says he comes from... He's been involved with
what
royalty
man?
And all.
You.
Well, he should be put in a room and locked up because these kids with disabilities are special.
How come they're chewing on ribbons?
They're special.
Why are they chewing on ribbons?
And you say you have children. What
yes.
you should do is educate your children and get them to be involved with these children so that
yes.
they can learn and grow up and have love.
Why can't
because
they cut
you
a ribbon?
Don't have any love in you.
If they're so special, why can't they use a ribbon, scissors to cut a ribbon?
It doesn't matter. They have disabilities. And just because they have
you know
disabilities
why, Phil?
Does not
the
give
kid
them
would
a right
the
to be in a park.
And stab Princess Diana to death
no,
with
I,
a pair of scissors.
Turning, if you say you were a fan of Princess Diana, you
I
just
think
killed her.
Diana was afraid of being stabbed to death by a Mongolian
you
kid.
You killed it. A friend
oh,
like
God.
You, nobody needs an enemy. And
nobody
you know
needs
what?
An enema.
See?
Look, I'm simply saying, I agree with you, ma'am. I love children. I
if you
love
did,
children.
You love children of any race or any disability, sir.
I
and
draw the line at that.
You don't.
And
you love children, but you draw the line at race and disability, huh?
No, I'm simply saying that I don't have a kid like that, so I can't relate to it.
You know, one day you're going to grow old and you're going to become disabled, and your children are going to have the same concept that you have, and they're going to lock you in a room. And you're going
to
remember
look,
the conversation
you, come on
you
over
had
to Ted's
today.
Why don't you come over to Ted's of Beverly Hills, have a steak.
No, you know
Do
what?
You like
I wouldn't go to your steakhouse even if you offered me a steak and $1 million. People like you, I would love to stay away from because you're evil.
We have baked potatoes.
You're evil. Because you know what? If you can't find love for children with disabilities in your heart, you're no good to anybody.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Ted.
Sure.
Are you just saying all this crap so that you can plug your restaurant?
What?
All this stuff that's getting people angry.
But look, the only reason Mongo's should be allowed in Diana's Park is to chew on the grass to save money on gardeners. Because
no, now I got it. You're the only reason why you're saying this stuff is to get people into your restaurant. Isn't that right?
I asked the lady.
Hey, Phil.
Come on in.
Yes, ma'am.
They have a program here in El Paso where our children were involved, and they had children with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to get involved with them and to be a part of them. And do you know, to this day... And
is that the Jim Rome show?
Out of high school... And to this day, they love people with disabilities. They don't feel uncomfortable with them. They don't tease them.
That's a beautiful thing.
This park
That's
is
a, beautiful thing.
A blessing.
Look, and we can all talk about this over a steak and a Ted. You know what a Ted
no,
is? And
I
forget about
your
restaurant.
You might put poison in it.
No,
I
dear,
wouldn't want
poison
to go by
it.
You with a 10-foot pole.
I wouldn't have any customers if I poisoned them, dear. You can come in and have a Ted. You know what a Ted is?
You know what you're doing?
My
I hope the people in your town are listening to what you're saying, because if anybody with any brains that know you, they would never step in your restaurant again, sir. You just blew, because the type of person you are, what's coming out of your mouth is from your heart, and you just hate people with disabilities. And if you hate children with disabilities, that means you hate old elderly. You hate anybody with a disability. And
look, and what if I served a Mexican menu?
You're poison.
Okay.
You're poison.
You're making a very good point here, ma'am. And you're, Ted, I have a suspicion. Thank you for your call. That you're saying all of this crap just so you can get people into your restaurant.
Phil, I would never do that. I feel very strongly about the...
Yeah, you feel very strongly about making sure you get some clientele in that restaurant on a 4th of July weekend. Glendora on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I think that is almost slander, what you said.
That may be. Glendora, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Let me tell you, let me just talk to him very short and brief, okay? Because basically all the callers have just... told him what he has to do. And
well,
let me tell you one thing that no one has said this. He is very sarcastic, and he knows what he's saying.
That's exactly what I think.
And another thing, like
that's exactly
you said,
what I think.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
He's doing. He's inviting people to his restaurant. Exactly.
Yes.
That's what he's doing.
Well, let what's wrong with that? I got the best steak in town. You want to come in and have? You have one of our T-bones or our porterhouse.
I've been listening to him. He said he has three children.
Our porterhouse is delicious.
Okay, and I bet you anything. You're one of your kids are going to give you a son, a Down syndrome kid. You're going to be a grandparent, and you're going to have a Down syndrome kid.
No way.
That's what you're going to have.
Not unless you put some curse
That's
on me.
That's what you're going to have.
Not unless you
come
get some...
back to the air in 20 years, and you for sure you're going to have a grandkid who's going to be a Down syndrome.
Oh, come on in for a
That's
salad.
That's what you're going to get.
Come on
Believe
in for a salad.
Me, mark my words.
Come on down for a chili relleno and a Ted. Hello? Hello?
She said you're going to have a Down syndrome grandkid.
Look, can't we talk it over?
What do you mean a Ted? What is that?
Captain Morgan's and Coke.
Captain Morgan's and Coke, huh? That's a Ted? So I'll go into your bar and get a Ted?
Right.
All right, look, pal, we'll be in your restaurant. We'll eat your steak, and that's the only reason why you came on the show.
Phil, I think you're attributing to me some very, very, I think it's slanderous.
No, it ain't slanderous.
And another thing, Phil, I think...
Came on the show just to talk about this bullcrap so we could plug his restaurant. Come on in for a baked potato, and we'll talk about it. It's the Phil Hendry Show. You know what? Next time that guy calls to try to get on the air, tell him to buy some airtime, and then I'll put him on for as long as he wants. We'll broker a whole hour for Ted. We'll even be drinking Teds while we're talking to him. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Show.
I want the lady from France. Go ahead, ma'am. Make your point.
I just wanted to say she went from giving sponge bath.
Hold on. We'll hear about the sponge bath. Go ahead.
Okay. I think she was in the wrong profession to begin with. She should have been a prostitute to start with. She's nothing to write home about because they fixed her up. She's not leaving the media alone. I think she did this whole nonsense of going on national TV, prostituting herself to this guy that supposedly was a multimillionaire.
Right. I don't hear anything you're saying that I disagree with, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, you would, Phil, because of your role as the...
All right, but I'm going to let you... What is your point?
I have a question for the lady from France. When's the last time you shaved your underarms?
Always.
Oh,
every morning.
Huh?
Every morning. Because that's a part of cleanness.
Are you from France or not?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I shave on
then she's lying, Phil.
Okay,
she's lying.
Oh, she lives
about?
In America.
Why are you generalizing?
What difference does it make whether she shaves her underarms?
It's none of your business.
Well,
anyway,
you know, I dare say...
You're a prostitute.
You're comparing
an angel like Princess Diana with class, marrying a prince.
I went to the Moulin Rouge one time,
whore,
and the girls there didn't have...
nothing but a whore. That's all.
Darva Carter is not a whore.
Woman.
Look, the lady just said she's a whore. Why not call her a whore when she goes into the...
Oh, my God.
Well,
she's
well
a
hold
whore.
On.
She when, was a whore when she was on television that night.
She doesn't
and
spread.
You know, and then now she...
She won't spread for anybody lower than Larry King.
In the hotel room.
What?
She is such a gold digger. Now she wants to be on this show. To me, she's nothing. She's a made-up person.
But
she's
wouldn't
nothing.
You rather see her than
and
Kathy Lee?
Starts, Kathy Lee, come on, give me a break. First of all, to me, Kathy Lee has no brain herself, so,
well,
know.
I think that Darva shows a little bit of class. She's,
oh,
she has stated
Please,
that
that's
she
an
won't
insult
spread.
To woman with class.
She won't
she has zero minus zillions of zeros, whatever class. Don't
zero
talk
minus
class.
Zillions of
if
zeros.
You call,
God,
you,
you're so
just
weird.
Just a minute, loudmouth. Just a minute, loudmouth.
You're very
if
weird.
If you call her all classy, right. You don't know what class is. Baby, go look around. There are a lot of women.
And by the way, your country killed Diana.
Don't worry.
So how
oh,
dare you?
Why? You're so freaking ignorant. Goodbye.
She's America's
just,
princess,
you know,
just
Henry,
like Diana.
You're
wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're telling me that Darva Conger is America's princess, like Diana?
Oh, you find that funny? Will you be laughing with, if you
I'm
see
sorry,
Darva wrapped around
you
a steering
find
wheel?
A guest for this show, or at least
let me ask you a question seriously.
Her
would you laugh? Would
crazy.
You laugh if you saw Darva wrapped around the column of a steering wheel?
What are you talking about? What
That's what happened to Diana down in Francetown.
I don't ever dare compare a lady to this prostitute.
That's what happened to Diana down in Francetown?
in Paris. Oh, go ahead and laugh. And meanwhile, read the rewards.
Don't give her even 2 seconds of more airtime. All right. Dump her right there.
Well, but you can't deny the fact that people love Darva and want to.
They don't. There are today at work, I work with 350 people, and all women were upset.
Why?
Now, one woman was like you. Because I work with smart people, with classy people.
Well, then why don't they leave her alone and give her privacy? Why won't they give her privacy?
She prostituted herself. She went to Gold Gym for months to get ready for this, to show her ugly body and her. Have you seen her wrinkles around her mouth? She should get a facelift.
Oh, my God, she's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. If she's gorgeous, I wonder what you look like.
You're telling me, be honest, woman.
What you look like?
Woman to woman, don't you think she's got a great ass?
She does.
Woman to
maybe you're a lesbian. Maybe you're a lesbian. Maybe you're a lesbian.
I'm a lesbian. I'm saying just aesthetically as a woman. How dare you insult me? You see, I'm not lowering myself. I'm not lowering myself.
Yeah.
Mr. Henry,
how could
what?
You say she's beautiful?
Mr. Henry, don't you think she's hot?
You know what?
No. Because I got a different classy and beautiful woman, and you're making.
Oh, you don't even shave your underarms, and you're on a program talking.
Look, don't get into those cultural stereotypes about people from France.
Shows level of ignorance. Okay?
All right,
so
I went to Francetown one time, and a woman did.
Oh, forget about Francetown. It's called Paris. Oh. Sorry. Sorry. Anyway, I hit the wrong person there. Hit the wrong button. I slapped the wrong wife. 1-800-5 Yeah, take that one and run with it, okay? 1-800-5 449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Hendry Show here. Skippy and Franco are going to be coming up later on in our program. The Los Angeles Times radio writer Judith Michelson is retiring, so they're looking for a radio writer, I guess, to replace her, or maybe they're not. If they're not, that's probably a good idea, guys. I don't think you can get better than Judy. So if she's retiring, if I were you guys, just give up the ghost, man. Don't write about radio anymore, because you weren't really doing it to begin with. Hey, can I recommend a good radio station? Because Judy loved all those public stations, KCRW and KLON and all of those marvelous things that not many people listen to. But I can recommend a really good college station, KALX, University of California's radio station at Berkeley. And it's a great station. They have the Joe Sixpack Show and all kinds of whack stuff. And that's the first station where I really got turned on to the Tiger Lilies. And were we able to get a hold of those Tiger Lily CDs or no? We're going to... Did you order the Tiger Lily CDs? Because we're going to be closing out some shows with Tiger Lily music. These guys are nuts. Very, very interesting group. And the first time I ever heard them, I must say, even though it's a 10-year-old band, was listening to KALX. That's KALX Berkeley, University of California at Berkeley's radio station. And you know what? They play some interesting music. They have interesting programs. They got a lot of screwball public affairs junk on there that, you know, it's just goofy, man. It's just that all of that really humorous Northern California politically correct tripe that, you know, maybe they're taken seriously, but the rest of us just laugh at. But when they get into their music, it's really awesome. So that would be the one and only public radio station, publicly supported radio station, that I really in good conscience to recommend to you guys. Otherwise, forget it. By the way, the writers of South Park have a big-headed kid now on the show, some kind of a mongoloid mockery. They're ripping us off. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.